Jesus at Anthus. You just want to type on the computer, you know? But it's important. You got to bring it up because you never know if they'll take it to their hearts and then make the best decision they'll ever make in their life. A verse about this is Isaiah 62:10, which says, go through the gates, prepare the way for the people. Build up the highway, clear it of stones. Lift up a signal over the peoples. So we as Christians need to be that signal for the people that are not the Christians to show his message to the people that need to hear it and come to Christ. For the last point, it's for us to be that Christian friend that people need and the attributes that we need to be the best Christian that we can be for people. I will speak for experience. It's an amazing feeling to know that people can rely on me and come to me if they have problems. And please don't take that for granted. Think about it. Out of anyone someone could have chose, they chose you to help them with their Christian problems. And that is a truly special feeling to know that people can rely on you for that stuff. As a Christian friend, we need to make sure that we are the best Christian that we can be for the people, to be an example. We have to be truthful and encouraging to people if they come to us for help. And most importantly, if they need prayer, please pray for them. I know a lot of Christians who will say, I'll pray for you, but do not do it. Please, whenever you say you'll pray for them, truly mean it and pray with all of your heart, because prayer is a great tool. Recently we have Haley here, and that was great because of how many people prayed and all the prayer circles, and it truly, truly helped her in many ways and helped her heal so much. A verse about this is Proverbs 18:24, which says, a man of many companions may come to ruin, but there's a friend who sticks closer than a brother. So we as Christians need to be that friend who sticks there when they need it, through all the tough times, and when they get knocked down, you can pick them back up. Another verse about this is John 15:13, which says, greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. So we need to be able to give up everything, even though it may feel like there's no point. If you want to be that Christian friend that people can rely on, you need to be able to give up everything. And God will reward you for that with living eternally with his son in heaven. So in closing, Christian friends and relationships are truly a great thing to have in your life because they can help with most of the problems you face in your Christian walk. We also need to make sure to be that friend who is a beacon of light to the people who are not our non-Christian friends and help them by showing them the message of Christ and talking about Jesus in the gospel. And that we need to be that Christian friend within the church and to everyone in general, and that we should not take for granted when people need our help. Just remember, friends are a great thing to have in your Christian life and in life in general. And we need to make sure that we are there for people when they need help. Thank you.
We humans can be very clumsy beings. It's kind of in our nature. If you're anything like me, you may trip up a lot. There's plenty of times that I don't even trip on anything. I just kind of stumble on seemingly nothing. I like to tell myself that there's a little foot gremlin that likes to sneak up on me out of nowhere and make me stumble. I tell people that, and they just say that I'm crazy because they've never seen one, and I'm just like, I know. That's why I said they're sneaky. Now, unlike these totally 100% real foot gremlins that I'm totally not making up, there is actually someone that really does like to catch us off guard and make us trip, better known as the devil. You see, the devil likes to use our weaknesses to trip us up on our walk with Christ, whether those weaknesses be temptation, discouragement, or even a stage. Satan puts these obstacles in our way to try and further us from God. That's why it's important, if not vital, to have good brothers in Christ to help us back up when we inevitably fall down. Thank you, Xander. Appreciate that. As I said earlier, I fall quite often. And I think it's safe to say that we all do. It's kind of in our nature. Like I said, humans are very, very clumsy. But when we do fall, we have to get back up again. Just like Xander said in this morning's opening, a baby doesn't just quit trying to walk after he falls over. No, The baby will keep trying again and again, no matter how many times he falls, until eventually he can walk and, fortunately or unfortunately, run. Something that I struggle with, besides walking, is getting discouraged. I'll fall or do something that I shouldn't, and instead of jumping right back up and moving on, I'll get inside of my own head. In fact, I'd say that the person that I'm upset with the most is probably myself. I know that God forgives me, but it always seems really hard to forgive myself. As Christians, or even humans in general, it's way too easy for us to get down on ourselves and stuck in our own thoughts. You may have heard it before, but it really is true. Sometimes the most dangerous place you can be is in your own head. It's in times like these that we tend to forget one of the most famous scriptures ever. For God so loves the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. John 3:16. It's easy to get inside of your own head and not love yourself. But no matter what you've done, and no matter where you've been, or how badly you've messed up, I can promise you that God will forgive you. If he didn't truly love you, then he wouldn't have sent his one and only Son to die for us. For God so loves the world. That's not just a few people here and a few people over there. That means every single person. Everybody in that row, behind them, and every person in this room and on the entire planet. Every single one of us. So in those times where you might be stuck inside of the maze that is your own mind, and you think that there's no possible way that you could be good enough for God, and no matter... there's no possible way that you could be good enough for God, just know that God loves you so much that he literally gave his only Son to die for us. And no matter how hard we trip and fall, he will always be there to help you back up again if you let him.
Good evening. I was going to call the praise team up before I even started. That way I could say I called the praise team up for my message, but then I realized Dylan's coming after me, so he ruined the whole thing. Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Every person is flawed. We all have our temptations and struggles, but that's what makes us human. Every day we will mess up. Things just happen so fast we don't catch ourselves in time, and we sin. We lose our patience and say something we know we shouldn't say. Or someone blows a red light right in front of you and you see they have an Ohio license plate. Some things just really push your buttons. But that's why God gave us the Bible, to take time for ourselves, to be alone with him and get away from the world. In every person's life, there's going to be a time where they find themselves acting in a selfish manner. Sometimes being selfish is a good thing, but more often than not, it's bad. Taking time to get away from everyone may sound selfish, but it's necessary for your spiritual growth. Spiritual growth can happen on your own, but we also need family and friends to help us along the way. Our belief in Christ affects our relationship with the world. Many of you have lost close friends because of your belief, but that is why God has set up his church to be one big family. A family that is there for each other, and a family that is all working towards the same goal. Having good, honest friends who are also strong in the faith will only make it easier for you to reach the main goal. Xander also touched on this. We didn't plan that. I didn't even know he was doing this, but having close friends is really helps. Prayer and just for them being there for you, so you can talk to them and just telling them all your struggles it really helps. The Bible gives us a good example in Mark 2:3-5. They said, "And they came, bringing to him a paralytic, carried by four men. And being unable to get to him because of the crowd, they removed the roof above him. And when they had dug an opening, they let down the pallet on which the paralytic was lying. And Jesus, seeing their face, said to the paralytic, 'Son, your sins are forgiven.'" So in closing, let's go into 2022 looking to grow. Find time for yourself so you can not only grow, but so you can help others around you grow as well. Thank you.
All right. So for me, I'm just going to go over some of the stuff that we went and did. Well, stuff we did, stuff that you guys did for us throughout the entire year. Some highlights that we did. But first of all, I want to thank you guys for everything that you have done for us, whether if it's chaperones for different events, lessons that some of you guys may have come and did for some of our Bible studies or even donations. You guys have been great for us. I hope you guys realize how great of a youth group you guys have here. They really are amazing in so many different ways. When we go to youth camp, we have more kids come from our congregation more than anywhere else. And that's because we push Jesus. We push Christ in our Bible studies here at church, Sunday mornings, Sunday nights. We push Christ. We push them to be the best that they can possibly be and as often as they can be. So for us, we had 38 youth group events throughout this past year in 2021, which was much more than what we've had over the past couple of years. Obviously, last year was COVID, so we didn't get as much as we wanted to, but we were very thankful for all 38 of those youth group events. We had 20 Bible studies over the course of 2021, which included 6 questions every teen must answer. Rick and Marianne brought a couple, brought lessons on teen dating. We went through the whole book of Colossians. Joe Hines came in and shared a lesson on depression and suicide and how you can get through those things through the Bible, with the Bible. And we discussed many other topics that the youth group wanted to learn more about. On average, we had about 24 kids at every youth group, and as far up to at least, or at 40 one time, we had 40. We averaged 24, but these kids, they're very good at inviting other kids to come to our events, whether if it's a youth advance or even camps, our Bible studies. Like I said, at one time we had 40 kids come to one of our events, which that's crazy because we don't have 40 kids sitting over here. And this is only from 7th to 12th graders that we have. So you can see how well our kids invite others that aren't Christians to come and be at our events. We had some volunteer opportunities throughout the year. We went over to the Harlan Park a couple times. One was to go and paint some benches, and we also got to help out at the food line at Harlan Days. And then just in October, we volunteered at the Woodburn Christian Children's Home benefit auction, and they were a massive help there. They did a lot of the cleaning up for the auction part and for the food part with all the tables. They were phenomenal there. It actually took a lot of work off my back. Some of the kids helped paint our youth loft up there upstairs and made it their own space. We even had each of the kids write their favorite Bible verse on the wall. It's actually really an awesome space to go see, to be at. So if you haven't been up there in that room, which it's right up there above the cafeteria / conference room, I would recommend you go up there and look at it. It's a very fun, awesome space to have, and it really does a lot of stuff for us, wonders for us, being able to hold 40 kids up there and them all feel comfortable being up there. It's making it their own. The youth group sent out 75 cards throughout 2021. That's a lot of cards. And we sent them out to you guys in the church, revival speakers, new Christians, anybody, really. We sent out 75 cards. Other events that we had also include Winter Jam. That was a couple years ago. Movie nights, bonfires, lock-in, the youth advance, and several other parties that we had. But And you may think, oh, well, that doesn't sound like a whole lot of Bible study. Well, it is very important for the kids just to be together. Like, both of them, Xander and Shane, said in theirs that it is important to have Christian friends and to be around them. It is very important to be here with other Christian friends as much as possible. And that's what we like to do when we do these movie nights or lock-ins or youth advance. We like to have the kids together as much as possible. Like I said, at one point we had 40 kids at our last event, which was our ugly sweater party just this past week. But most importantly, we had 13 baptisms throughout the entire year of 2021. So that's kids that come to youth group. And so that doesn't exactly mean that it's kids that come to this congregation, but it is kids that some of them did come to their congregation. Some of them came from the school. Some of them came from other congregations. But yeah, we had 13 baptisms. Some were at Hillsboro, some were at CCYC, some were here. By the way, if you are a parent, please, please, please push your kids to be their best. Push your kids to go to these events. Go to Bible study. Be with Christian friends. Go to Hillsboro. Push them to go to Hillsboro. Push them to go to CCYC. It's much better for your kids to be at one of these things, one of these events, rather than at home in their bed or out with worldly friends where they're getting influenced in the wrong ways. Please push them to come to these things. It helps them so much. They need this stuff. But again, we are very happy and grateful for those 13 baptisms. We are thankful for those 13 kids that decided to follow the plan of salvation that was laid to us up in Scripture. If you guys want to come up, the band. So the plan of salvation, first one is believe. You guys, we have to believe. If you want to get to heaven, you have to believe. John 3:16, repent. Acts 2:38, you need to confess. Matthew 10:32, be immersed. 1 Peter 3:21, and we need to be faithful. Revelation 2:10. Again, I thank you guys so much for all that you guys do, and I really do hope you guys realize how great of a youth group that we have and all the talents and abilities and the willingness to do things, to serve, just to be here. I hope you guys realize that, and thank you very much.